KJAN Sports.
And now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Now I'm taking a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN, starting off with regional softball play that took place last night in classes 1A, 2A, and 3A with some area teams, and these were all regional semifinals that took place last night. In class 3A, it was Atlantic here at home. The Trojans picked up a victory and move on to the regional finals as they defeated Red Oak by a score of 6-3. They'll move on now to play Monday in the regional final at 7 o'clock, and Atlantic will take on Bondurant Farrar in that ball game. That's going to be played at Adele over at ADM High School. Also in Class 2A last night, it was a Trainer winning at home over Missouri Valley 4-3. Van Meter also a winner at home 6-0 over IKM Manning. That sets up regional finals on Monday at 7 o'clock between Trainer and Westwood. It'll be played at Logan, and Fort Dodge St. Edmund will play against Van Meter, being played at Ogden. Also in Class 1A last night, it was Charter Oak Ute over Woodbine 4-0. Exira EHK was a 4-3 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard in 10 innings of play. Also, Corning was a 10-0 winner over Stanton in 5 innings, being played in Corning. And also in Earlham, it was Earlham 14-0 over Lennox in 3 innings of play. So that sets up regional finals at 7 o'clock on Monday in that class as well, as Charter Oak Ute will take on Exira EHK in Denison, and Corning will take on Earlham, being played in Creston. Also, some just a few baseball scores for you from last night in regular season play, as baseball teams will get their postseason started next week. Atlantic was a winner last night, 12-9 over Red Oak. It was Glenwood 5-4 over Lewis Central, and then won the second half of the doubleheader as well, 8-3 over Lewis Central. Guthrie Center was a 10-0 winner over East Green in 5 innings of play, and Trainer topped Missouri Valley by a score of 10-8 in baseball play last night. In a Major League Baseball action, it was Ricky Nolasco allowing an unearned run in 6 innings, and Jose Reyes got the go-ahead RBI with an infield hit in the 7th, leading the Miami Marlins to a 3-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday. Logan Morrison added his second home run in 3 games in the 8th for the Marlins, who won their 3rd in a row and beat the Cardinals for just the second time in the last 10 meetings. St. Louis was 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position, stranding 5 at third base to frustrate a sellout crowd that waited patiently in a game that began in 103-degree heat. Also, another Major League Baseball scores for you as well from last night. In the American League, it was Detroit 4-2 over Kansas City, Tampa Bay 10-3 over Cleveland, the Yankees topped Boston 10-8, Minnesota was a 5-1 winner over Texas. The White Sox defeated Toronto 4-2. It was Baltimore 3-2 over the Angels. And Oakland defeated Seattle 4-1 in 11 innings of play. In the National League, Atlanta over Philadelphia 5-0. It was Colorado 5-1 over Washington. San Francisco Giants were winners over the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5. The Cubs eked by the New York Mets 8-7. It was Milwaukee 7-1 over Houston. Arizona beat the Dodgers 5-3. And Cincinnati was a 6-0 winner over San Diego. We'll have Cardinals baseball for you once again here today on KJN. That comes your way here later on this afternoon during the 2 o'clock hour, as that game is set for a first pitch here today at 3:10. So we'll have that 2:15 pregame start time for you here today. Also in Cardinals baseball news, Matt Holliday is replacing St. Louis Cardinals teammate Yadier Molina on the National League All-Star team. Molina was placed on the bereavement list on Friday after his wife's grandfather died. The team said the catcher had returned to his native Puerto Rico. Holiday was one of the hottest hitters in the majors entering the final weekend before the break, batting 500 with four home runs, 21 RBIs, and 10 doubles over the last 18 games. He was batting 318 overall with 14 homers, 56 RBIs, and a 397 on-base average. It'll be the sixth All-Star appearance and third in a row for Holiday, who had been planning a fishing trip with his family. Manager Mike Matheny said he wasn't sure when Molina would be back. In other sporting news, Brian McCann hit a grand slam. Tim Hudson tossed four-hit ball over seven innings, and the Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-0 to spoil Ryan Howard's season debut last night. Also in the NBA, Ray Allen is signing with the Miami Heat. Allen told the Heat last night that he has decided to leave the Boston Celtics and join the reigning NBA champions. Also in golf, Suzanne Peterson shot a 4-under-68 to take the U.S. Women's Open lead at 5-under, but Michelle Wee moved into contention with a 6-under-66 to close within a stroke of the lead. Wee is tied with fellow American Christy Kerr. There's racing under the lights tonight at Daytona International Speedway. The Daytona 500 winner Matt Kenseth is on the pole for tonight's NASCAR Sprint Cup race, with Tony Stewart on the outside of the front row, with Ryan Newman starting from the number 3 hole at Daytona. The U.S. Men's Olympic basketball team roster will be announced tonight, as Mike Krzyzewski and his staff have to trim three players from the 15-man training roster. The U.S. team has been severely weakened by injuries, with Dwight Howard, Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh all forced to pull out of that event. In tennis, Roger Federer is a win away from the record-tying seventh Wimbledon crown after taking out defending champion in the semifinals. The 16-time Grand Slam champion knocked off top-ranked Novak Djokovic 6-3, 3-6, 6-4, 6-3 under a closed roof on center court to end his 27th berth in a Grand Slam final yesterday morning. It was the 27th head-to-head meeting, but the first on grass. Federer now holds a 15-12 advantage. And today's second semifinal is pitting 4-seed Andy Murray of Britain against number 5-seed Joe Wilfried Tsonga. That was yesterday, and Murray did close that one out in four sets, so it'll be Andy Murray taking on Roger Federer in the championship of Wimbledon on the men's side. Also, Saturday's women's finale here today has four-time Wimbledon winner and number 6-seed Serena Williams going up against third-seeded Agnieszka Radwańska of Poland. Radwańska canceled a news conference today because of a respiratory illness that's making it difficult for her to speak. That's a look at some of the latest sporting news for you here this morning on KJN Sports. Was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.